Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be a fun discussion. Today we are actually talking about how the body speaks to you. We're asking you, are you listening? And we'll be discussing a couple of different ways that you can listen more effectively to your body and what you can do about that. Before I go any further, I want to remind you that this is going to be our topic for the next open house that we're having at my office on Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 8. This is a free presentation. There's free parking in the back after 6 o'clock. And for all of you who would like to come, please RSVP to 310-571-1212. Our guest speaker this month is going to be Ms. Linda Rogers. Dr. Rogers is a doctor of natural medicine, and she has been working in this field for about 30 years. So your body is talking to you all the time. Are you listening to it? I have so many patients who come into my office and they say, oh, my back is really hurting, or oh, I have this chronic headache, or oh, my stomach is terrible, or oh, my brain is so foggy, or I can't sleep at night, or I have a hard time waking up in the morning. And one of the first questions I always ask is, well, how long has this been going on? And I get various responses. One response, which is very common, is, oh, it's been going on for years. At which point I say, and so why are you here now? And they say, well, I thought it would go away on its own. Here's the good news. Sometimes it does, but only if you're listening. Often it doesn't, which is when you end up looking for individuals like myself or Dr. Rogers who can actually help you to find out what your body is actually saying to you as it's screaming loudly and you're experiencing odd and sundry symptoms. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our guest speaker, Linda Rogers. Dr. Rogers, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Starler, for inviting me. It's a pleasure. And
absolutely.
I look forward to our open house that we're going to be having on the 21st of May.
It is going to
so,
be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. So, yes, your body speaks to you. Are you listening? You know, your body and your life are speaking. And what it is, symptoms are a gift in strange wrapping paper. People's like, really? My pain is a gift? You know, but your symptoms, stress in life is a language the body speaks, and is letting us know that that there's an imbalance somewhere. Don't you agree, Dr. Starler?
I totally agree. I just didn't want to interrupt you. No, absolutely.
No, that's fine. But yeah, it just says that there's an imbalance. Something's going on, and as you're saying, you know, it's like a knock on the door, wake up, wake up. And usually the description that they use is that you're standing on the railroad tracks and you have a little bit ache and pain, and somebody says, hey, the train's coming. You're like, yeah, I'm fine. And then the train gets closer and you have a few more aches and pains, and someone says, the train's coming. You're like, oh, I'm fine. I'll just push through it, you know. Then all of a sudden this train comes and it hits you and it flattens you. Now you have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. You're flat in bed. It's because you didn't pay attention to those little symptoms that start in the first place.
I totally agree.
And isn't that? Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Well,
what do you want to talk about?
Here's my first question to you. I know a lot of times patients come to me and these are the ones that I send over to you. They're doing all the right things. They're eating right. They are taking their supplements. They've maybe even gone ahead and we've started a little bit of an exercise program. They're starting to feel healthier and healthier, and yet they've got some nagging little bits of pain or feelings of anxiety that just aren't quite getting resolved. And I know some of the work that you do with the body work with regard to the myofascial release techniques and the craniosacral techniques. Can you expand a little bit about how that actually works with the body and how it answers that nervous system scream of, listen to me, pay attention?
Well, yes, every everything that we've ever experienced in life, every emotion, every memory, every touch, every smell, every taste of that first fruit is all stored in our bodies. It's stored in our tissues. It's stored in our nervous system. It's stored there. So therefore, we carry around our memories. And they could be good memories. They could be bad memories. And they're stored in the muscles. So when we go in there and we do a myofascial and fascia, is a connective tissue that goes from the tips of toes to the top of your head, and it surrounds organ cells, muscles. So the cells are surrounded by this fascia, and the fascia carries information. So we store our memories in through that. So as we release the fascia throughout the body, memories are released. The fascia surrounds the brain. Then we go into the cranial work, and the cranial work is what they call the Rolls Royce of body work. And we can go in there and access the subconscious mind, we access the central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, and release memories that have been stored. So it's fantastic to do hands-on healing.
No, I know. That's I've actually experienced some of your incredibly wonderful work. And I know I was in a car accident about a year and a half ago, and that followed a car accident that I'd been in about 5 years earlier, both of which occurred where I was hit from the left-hand side and my head whiplashed to the left and hit the window. And so this chronic kind of left-side neck pain that seems to resist every other type of therapy that I've ever had or can even apply on myself, and yet when you do the cranial sacral work and you go in and release that fascia, the nervous system, my whole body just relaxes, and the neck pain goes away, and the neck doesn't feel like I'm riding my left shoulder up around my ear anymore. It's truly magic, and you do it with very small, little, tiny movements of the neck and the lower back and the feet and the legs as well. I know that the fascia runs throughout the entire body. Would you like to talk a little bit more about how it is all connected? For example, why when you're working on my low back does my neck feel better?
Well, it is that three-dimensional web. If you take off the skin of a chicken and that little white coating is right there between the skin and the flesh, that's the fascia. And so we can affect, you can have a scar on the bottom of your foot, and that will affect that three-dimensional connective tissue and cause you to have a headache. And you'll go, you get the CAT scans, MRIs, different things like that, and give you all the medication. It's not working. We release the scar on the bottom of the foot and release that fascia system. Headaches go away.
I totally
so
agree.
It's been phenomenal. But in the other regards, I'm also a certified Lifeline practitioner and energy medicine practitioner, and I utilize body code, motion code, Psyche K. These are all different techniques and modalities that we can go in there and dialogue with the subconscious mind, because it's been decided that 95% of all disease is created by stress. And where do we get stress from is from our beliefs and our perceptions of life.
That's one
so
way.
We can go in there.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So we can go in there and interpret through muscle testing, as Dr. Starler talked about before, muscle response testing, and have a direct dialogue with the subconscious mind to say, hey, why are you speaking to me with pain, with fear, with symptoms? And we can go in there and interpret the language the body is trying to speak.
Got it. Yeah, just to recap a little bit about the scar tissue, because that's always been a fascinating subject for me. I know there there were some courses that I took years and years and years ago, and my mentor in this particular method of assessment introduced me to the concept of scar tissue and how it can completely disrupt the nervous system. For example, the scar in the web of a hand can cause heart symptoms. Scars in your knee can cause low back pain. And I wondered, you know, how could that be? And how it was described to me, and I describe this to patients all the time, is that the skin is the largest organ in the body, and every single little portion of that skin, it's like It's like wearing a body stocking with lots of little nerve nets all over it. So I describe a scar as if you have a run in that stocking. So each one of the little nerve points in throughout the skin connects with all of the others. You have this lovely cohesive net. Now, if you throw a scar in there or you throw a run in that stocking, then it's going to inhibit the way the nerve net can communicate with itself. And so it can diffuse or dissuade the nerve connections from occurring from one place to the other. So, for example, if I have a scar in my hand and I reach for something and I hit the scar in my hand and all of a sudden I have chest pain, well, it's not the normal method of communicating, but it's letting me know that there's a problem, not with my heart per se, but with the scar in my hand. And we both have various different methods of treating that type of injury and making everything smooth out. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the nervous system. Whether you're dealing with aches or pains or foggy brains or emotional upset, think about it. You get emotionally upset, you start to hyperventilate. You know, maybe your shoulders start to ride up around your ears. Your back starts to hunch over. You take on these defensive postures. It's all about the nervous system. So as we go in and address that, you're helping to calm that down and ease those pathways in restoring more homeostasis to that system. Would you not agree?
You explained it beautifully.
Oh,
and the other thing that we've been taught is that the scars have an energetic interference. That means that this flow, this acupuncture, meridians, this energy flow that we have through our body, it becomes stuck. It cannot flow any longer when it goes through the scar tissue. And that is one of the things they think about is illness, disease, is an interruption of the flow of life.
I totally agree.
Through the body.
Yeah, I know. I get a lot of patients who have had C-sections, for example.
Yes.
A lot of female patients, C-section, right, or hysterectomies. And you get these thin little scars that across them, and they totally disrupt just about every single meridian system in the body. And without that chi flow, you exactly that, you disrupt it completely. Now, for our listening audience, just to let you know, there are ways to ease that. There are definitely ways in which you can make that easier and restore that normal flow. And for that, you guys get to tune in and come and see us on May 21st from 6 to 8, because that's when Dr. Linda and I will be talking more about just these issues. So, Dr. Linda, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our show for today?
No, it's a fascinating subject of how our body speaks to us, our body, our lives speak to us, and they are gifts and strange wrapping paper, and we need to embrace every moment and unwrap the gifts and say thank you. Thank you, pain, for showing up. Thank you, stress, for showing up. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, we look forward to the 21st.
Absolutely, we do. And thank you so much. And for all of you, once again, that'll be May 21st from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. The address is 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 615 in West Los Angeles. There is free parking after 6 o'clock. Please RSVP to 310-571-1212. And do join us next week. We'll be talking about this more. Everybody have a lovely week. And Dr. Rogers, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Think outside the box, you guys. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.